Hello and thanks for downloading the Scotland Outdoors podcast. I'm Helen Needham. In this edition, we're off to Loch Lomond.
We saw drums. Yeah, he asked, would you like to do? I said, oh yes. So I played and then we sang as well. And the only thing I remember about the song is oh na na na, oh ni ni ni, chu 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 chu. Oh na na na, oh ni ni ni. So we had a lovely time at the beach, and it's really good and beautiful. I wish you could come often.
Take 150 people from a wide range of ages and ethnic backgrounds, give them a loch, some woodlands and a sunny afternoon, and this is what you get. A lot of fun and laughter.
I'm watching the family, the entire family, in the water, fully clothed. Would you say this is typically Indian Pakistani behaviour? You see water, you go in fully clothed and nobody cares.
I'm Helen Needham, and in this edition of Out of Doors, I join the Backbone Outdoor Festival for All on the banks of Loch Lomond, where it becomes pretty clear that spending time in nature is genuinely cathartic for people from some of Scotland's most marginalised communities. Backbone is the brainchild of Pammy Johal, who is of Indian descent. Originally from Birmingham, she moved to the Highlands to feed her love of the outdoors and adventure. She set up the organisation to offer people who might not normally have a connection with the outdoors the chance to spend time there and to learn to love and respect our wild places. At the heart of it is a leadership programme aimed at giving individuals the appropriate skills to be confident enough to take their own friends and families into the outdoors and to spread the word.
What we're trying to do here is demonstrate and show the world that actually the outdoors is for everybody. And as you know, we've got communities all over Scotland that don't even know that the outdoors exist. And our leaders, this is almost culminating their whole 3 years of experiences. They're showing that they can do this and we can do this, and we can do this together with all the outdoor environmental organisations that are out here in Scotland. And it's a real showcase of their talents, really, and also an opportunity for them to bring community groups that wouldn't normally be in the outdoors. And that's what we've got here today. We've got 150 people from all backgrounds, all ages, all abilities, that are here doing things in the outdoors alongside rangers and our participants.
Let's go and have a wee wander and see if we can find some of them and what they're up to. Yes. We're at Balmaha, which is just right next to Loch Lomond, which is such a lovely spot, but it's actually somewhere that's not that far away from Glasgow.
That's right. And you'll be amazed at how many people that we work with that don't even know this exists, don't even know some of their parks exist. So to have them here and go, wow, which is what we want them to have that wow factor, and then to bring their communities back. And that has definitely been a pattern of our work. Once we start introducing people to the great outdoors or a site, they come back with their families.
And the leadership programme, it's taken 3 years. Tell me a bit about what's involved in that.
Yeah, this one specifically, one is 3 years, but most of the leadership programmes are 1 year. And there's three strands to that. One is technical training, where we give them technical skills, and, you know, navigation, first aid, and how to be able to technically take groups out safely. Another arm is access, so we get them to talk to their own communities about how they can access these wonderful areas. So we provide our participants an opportunity to access wonderful areas right across Scotland and how easy it is to do that. And then the third element is how do they make sense of those experiences that our participants are having back in the community. For example, how can we use the great outdoors for health and well-being? How can we use it for recreational purposes? How can we use it to introduce them to protecting our environment?
My name is Adil Ibrahim and I live in Edinburgh. I have done the leadership course so many years ago, and I have been working with PAMI for a little while now, enjoying all the exciting activities that Backbone organizes. Yes, so I'm happy to be part of it.
And what about your own personal background? How did you end up in Scotland?
Well, I came to Scotland as a student back in the 80s, where I did my computing degree and then started to work and do more studies.
And where did you come from?
From Sudan.
Okay.
Yeah, I come from Sudan.
And what do you think it brings to all these people here today, the opportunity to spend time in an environment like this?
I think it's great. I think, you know, people really appreciate that. Black and minority ethnic people normally come from hot countries and they used to spend a lot of time outdoors. But when they come to Scotland, they don't know where to go and they don't know what to do. They don't have the confidence to do that. And thanks to projects like the leadership that Backbone organizes and the good work that PAMI is doing, encouraging people to use the outdoor spaces and to train them to become leaders, to take their own groups and their own community. So it's perfect, really.
And you've embraced that completely. What have you got out of it personally then? Has it changed your whole perception of Scotland, your whole experience of living here?
It did, yeah, it has. You know, health-wise, knowledge of places to go, meeting new people, and learning more about nature.
Well, we're just approaching a woodland glade and it looks like there's some activity going on here. You've got a tarpaulin shelter in the middle there. You can see smoke. Fire, always appealing.
One of the activities that we have is a bushcraft for kids and families, and you can see that they're actually cooking. And on the far end of the tent, you'll see that we've got a big group from Falkirk who love picnics. They always bring me lunch, which is great. And they're just hanging out in the woods. And there's a lot of connections with homelands. We don't sit at tables. Folks are sitting on the ground, talking to each other, blethering. And as you can see, the kids are just loving being around this big fire pit and cooking food.
Let's go and have a closer look at what we're doing.
My name's Neil and I run a company called Backcountry Survival.
What have you got here? You've got a stick with something around it.
Yes, these are traditional bannock breads.
Ah.
So it's basically just water and flour. What else did we put in there, guys? What were those things we picked up off the ground? Wood sorrel. Yeah, a bit of wood sorrel in there as well. And they're just cooked the traditional way over the fire. So the guys got their fire on with friction fire.
Friction
so rubbing
fire.
Sticks together.
Literally rubbing sticks.
Literally, yeah. They struggled for a bit, but they managed to get it done. So, if you peel a bit off, if it looks like bread on the inside, it's good to go. If it still looks like dough, like that, then it's probably not. So cook it for a bit longer. You get some jam on that.
It's good.
Is it good? And did you make it?
Yeah.
What about the fires?
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like the fire?
It made me cry. Like him, look, he's crying. Yeah. Oh, I'm doing it right now.
We're all attracted as human beings to fire and lighting fire. How does it go down with this lot?
Whether you're a kid, whether you're female, male, old, young, it doesn't matter. It appeals to all of us in a different way, or the same way. Just being out in nature and doing simple things. Hopefully they'll go away from this and explore their local woods and do bits and pieces like this.
And light fires safely in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Very important.
I guess that's a lot of what you're actually sharing with them is the access code and,
yeah, well,
and to behave responsibly.
Yeah, the right to roam and access that we've got in this country is completely different from pretty much anywhere in the world. But that can be revoked if people aren't responsible, and we're seeing it with bylaws all over the place. So it's important to teach the next generation to look after the countryside, otherwise we'll lose that right to roam. And rightly so, you know, if you're getting big forest fires with beautiful areas like this, then you've got to ask yourself the question, should people be randomly going out and lighting fires if they're not responsible and they don't have the skills to be able to look after them?
And just to point out that this is being done in a fire pit, so there's no possibility of it spreading anywhere.
Isn't that a picture? You've got families sitting right in the heart of the woods, having a picnic and just sharing bread and just being here. And this is a great group. This is the Falkirk Rainbow Group. The energy that this group have is amazing. They are so into introducing their communities, particularly communities that don't have the opportunity, to new experiences. And whenever we offer them anything, they fill a coach and could fill two or three if we wanted to. So we've got a coach load here at the moment. Half their kids are up on Connachill at the moment.
And tell me a bit about some, because there's obviously some ethnic diversity here.
Yes, we have. We've got from Syria, from the Arab states, from Pakistan, from India. But they have folks from France and Italy. They have folks from all backgrounds. And that's what's so wonderful about this group. And they do things together. And they do quite a lot for charity as well. You know, you'll see them quite a lot on social media where they'll do things for homeless folks and just share life with others, really.
Is there a sense with any of these groups that some of these people have actually had really traumatic experiences in order to get here, and that there may be a really therapeutic aspect to what you're offering with nature?
Without a shadow of a doubt, that is true. They need somewhere, something they can go to where they're not thinking about other aspects of their life, and most certainly this is it. And this, you know, just getting away from it all, eating in the woods, sitting together and being, because that's what we're looking at right now is people just being in a wonderful environment, a very nurturing spiritual environment, really quite emotional.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My name is Nabila Mkraz. I am from Libya. My city name is Benghazi. I live in Falkirk about 5 years with my husband.
And you're in this lovely place. What do you think of it here?
It's very, very nice, very beautiful.
And here today you've got a big picnic happening. Lots of people around eating lovely looking food, actually.
Yeah, we made it home because we know this trip and arrangement. We nice to take eat with the friends.
And in outside in the woodland, is that special to be?
Yes,
here?
Yes, special with the friends. Special,
yeah.
It's lovely.
And what does everyone else think about it? Can you ask them for me?
My friends, most friends from Syrians, from refugee from Syria, and another from Iraq and Pakistan. A different country.
How do you like being in Scotland?
Yes, it's nice, but different language.
I wonder if you could ask them if there's something special about being out here in nature.
It's the fresh air, the scenery, the nature itself, you know, the holding of this tree is beautiful. Just like it's beautiful. It's nice to sharing with everybody else, you know, to come to this place, you
this
know.
Place. Yeah. It's the kind of thing that some of these ladies would do in their home countries, be together outside eating in a picnic.
Yes. Something very common, and they used to do it all the time over there. Yes. Yeah.
So it brings back good memories too.
Yes. Remind me of their home and make me more homesick, you know.
Oh, that's all. So good and bad.
Good and bad, yeah. Exactly.
And have some of these ladies had to go through some difficult times to be here, to get
خالته مر عليكم ظروف صعبة لحد ما وصلتوا هنا كان كتير مهمة شاق لحد ما قبل ما تصلوا بريطانيا. Yes, long journey. Some of them waited for years. You know, but they could manage to get over across the UK, you know.
To escape from war.
هربتوا من الحرب مشاكل الحرب. Yes.
But now you're safe.
حاسين بأمان هون. Very safe.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Safe.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Please, wait. Yes, we can take some food.
This connection with homelands, I think here in Scotland, I think that's really, really important. Big thing about Backbone is that we don't want people to lose their heritage, whatever that looked like, and to recognise their journey, but also to look forward, because this is their new home. And particularly this landscape, more than the urban landscape, in my belief, is where they have a sense of belonging.
And your homeland's here, but your family's homeland, was that India?
Yes, it was India. And I can still tell you now that Dad, growing up, every year he'd say, I'm going back home again. He'd go, and we were all like, yeah, Dad, sure you are. 15 years or 16 years. But one day he actually had a suitcase and he actually went, you know, and we were like, blimey, he's gone, you know. But that was that longing, it was always there. And again, when he went back, he was disappointed because of the change. However, what his way of dealing with this is that my passion for the great outdoors is all because Dad, every weekend, took us away in the van, threw us kids in a flipping play tent and slept out in some farmer's field. We used to sleep in the garden because that was still... That's that connection with homelands.
So now where we are standing is for the canoe. Everybody is excited about it.
Very excited about it. So I've just come down to the wee beach here at Balmaha, and there's children just having an absolute ball in the Canadian canoes there. Yeah.
Yes. They have fun. Well, there's a few people in the water, but they're safe. They just wet, but they're okay.
wet, but happy.
My name is Shui Jian Wen. I'm the board member of Backbone. I'm originally from China, Canton, China. I speak Cantonese and Mandarin. But I have been here for 11 years. Scotland is so beautiful. Honestly, it's really beautiful. China is beautiful too, but I think because China pay a heavy price now for the environment.
Yeah,
but I think
of Scotland. Industrialization.
Yeah. Scotland is doing really well to keep it well. And I think for us, myself is a migrant, so I've been here for 11 years. But I didn't really have a chance to go outdoor. So you feel actually so happy, especially with the group of people. And then you feel really energetic, positive, and you feel happier, healthier, everything. Our program is kind of train you to become a leader for the outdoor. So you take back what you learn back to your community. Say, for example, when I was doing my program, I went back to the Chinese community for the walk. So I was based in Perth. So many of them, they have been there like for 6 years, 8 years, but they've never been to the Kilu Hill, which is local.
Oh, yeah.
But I took them there. I said, oh, they're so happy.
Yeah. And did they love it?
Yeah, they love it. They're absolutely lovely. I love it. And then after that, they decided to just do it themselves. So I think this is what we are aiming at, just to bring the people outdoor to enjoy, to feel happy, to feel positive, everything like that. And what's most important is it, the program finished, but it doesn't finish. I mean, they still continue. They still continue.
They're just doing it.
Yes.
I just love the sense of enthusiasm. This is Out of Doors on BBC Radio Scotland with me, Helen Needham, coming to you from the banks of Loch Lomond, where I attended the Backbone Outdoor Festival for All. While some of the groups were enjoying the canoes in Balmaha Bay, a group of children from Edinburgh chose to climb Connick Hill. I met them on their way down, just as they stopped next to the path, and were having a look at a rather appealing beetle.
But isn't his colours lovely?
What
word did you use earlier?
Metallic.
Metallic.
Yeah,
we
turn
them
really
over.
Description, wasn't it?
Will we have a wee look?
Look at the colours.
Oh, he's wanting to turn himself back again.
Right, will we put him at the side so he doesn't get squished?
Suzanne, are you trying to hold him?
You want to hold him?
No.
Brave? Come on, I'll do it. Yes. Okay.
We've been spotting red squirrels here today as well. So
did you actually see one?
One of the little girls here, yes, spotted a red squirrel right up top in the trees. And we were looking up and they were commenting on how the trees were kind of swaying above us as well. So I think before we finish, we're going to give a tree a hug so we can try and feel it moving in our arms as well. My name's Charlotte Wallace and I'm the Volunteer Education and Programme Manager at the National Park. These boys and girls haven't been up a hill like this before, so they've just gone up and they've seen a fantastic view of the Loch Lomond, talking about the boats and the mountains and the Highland Boundary Fault, so it's been absolutely beautiful. Yeah,
and they've certainly still got a spring in their step as well.
Yeah, they do. They really, really do. They pretty much run the whole way up and back down again.
So did that keep you on your toes?
Yes, absolutely, as ever. We've seen bikes coming up and down, we've seen runners and walkers and families and people on their own, so it's been a really nice mix to get them out seeing everything that happens on the hill.
How enjoyable is it for you taking up a group of young people who've never done it before?
Oh, well, this is what this event is all about for us, absolutely. So Backbone event is about getting groups of families that don't ever get the chance to come out and experience the national park to kind of open their eyes, give them an experience of what it's like, so that hopefully these young people that I've just taken up will come back and bring their families up the Connick Hill or bring their families to Balmaha and have a wonderful picnic.
How have they been reacting to the whole thing?
They've been absolutely joyous today. I mean, we're very lucky the sun is out, but, you know, they are jumping and running and laughing and just enjoying being able to come out with the families in a space which is so beautiful.
Their parents aren't there. You've just taken them off. Did you try and entice the parents up the hill? Or?
Yeah, so there's quite a really kind of broad mix of family groups here today. So what we're trying to do with this event is help everybody find something that they can come and enjoy. So we're really saying that our national park is a park for all. And we know that not everybody wants to climb a hill, but actually these young people really wanted to. So we thought, absolutely, we can help them up today. Yeah.
And I'm sure their parents will be happy because they'll have got rid of some energy.
Tired them out a little bit. Yeah.
It's a real leveller, isn't it, being out here, actually? Just being able to be free and
absolutely
expressive.
Absolutely. So, I mean, these guys got off their coach today and their faces lit up. You know, the fresh air, the sound of the birds singing. I just opened their eyes to everything, and we kind of gave them a menu of all the different activities they could get involved in. And they were just jumping around. Wonderful, just waiting to get involved with everything they could do. Yeah.
As we were descending, we saw drums, a fire was lit somewhere else, and I started dancing, you know, with the drum going. And then he asked, would you like to dance? I said, oh, yes. And then we sang as well. And the only thing I remember about the song is, oh, na, 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 oh, ni, ni, ni. Then, are you a Brazilian?
Choo, 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 choo.
Oh, na, 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 oh, ni, ni, ni. So you found a lovely time at the beach. And it's really good and beautiful. I wish you could come often.
My name is Fiaz and I'm from Glasgow, and we're doing capoeira. Capoeira is an Afro-Brazilian art form. It's people that are taken from Africa that were taken to Brazil, and it's, they mix with indigenous people there, but also it's a mix of like different kind of art forms and kind of religious movements, and they were oppressed and they weren't allowed to do them, so they disguised it in different ways of dance or flow. So through that it's kind of just evolved, but the movement itself and the flow just came from the African people that were taken to Brazil during slavery time.
So it has a symbolism then that it's about being liberated.
It's all about liberation, about being free, and that's where it's come from, you know. The African ladies as well, they were fantastic. They were so good with it, and then just dancing along with us and then creating rhythms and jamming along with us.
Just being free.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about. That is what Capoeira is about. It's fantastic.
Do you think it's liberating being in this environment?
Well, that's what it's come from, you know. This is what actually gives us that extra freedom, is to be in that fresh air as well. They would do that in Glasgow, would they do that in the city? Probably not.
My name is Justina, Mrs. Justina Odom.
So where have you come from?
We live in Edinburgh.
Right, and where is your homeland?
Oh, my homeland is Ghana in West Africa.
Okay, yeah, and how long have you been in Scotland for?
We've been in Scotland for 10 years, but I had my daughter in London, down south, about 47 years ago. And then I went back to Ghana. She got married. I came back to help. So we were in London, and then we moved to Edinburgh 10 years ago.
And what do you think of it here today in Loch Lomond National Park?
It's taken all my worries and pains away because I only 1st of June I lost my 57-year-old son, who is not even buried yet in Ghana.
Oh,
so my daughter arranged for this, and then I really didn't want to come. But it's taken pain and the stress and everything out of me by just playing the drums, playing the tambourine, playing everything. I played almost 3-4 instruments, and really, it's made me feel very good, better.
Well, this is just wonderful. We come down to another beach on the edge of Loch Lomond, and it's just a magnificent sight. First of all, we could hear the drums. And then we got down here, and there's actually 3 people more in the water from the groups today, absolutely soaked, head to toe, fully clothed, but having a great time. And they're just splashing to their heart's content. Oh, and someone else is about to go in. The idyllic setting on the banks of Loch Lomond clearly fostered a sense of liberation, but also playful cultural exchange.
I'm Indian and I'm speaking Punjabi, and they're from Pakistan and they're speaking Urdu, and we can understand each other because it's very similar, but there are some distinct differences. So they're taking the Michael out of me, basically. Especially this little cheeky one right here. Banter. There's been a lot of bantering going on. Yeah, lots of bantering. Good. It's been that's fabulous. Good. I'm watching the family, the entire family in the water, fully clothed. Would you say this is typically Indian Pakistani behaviour? You see water, you go in fully clothed and nobody cares.
Just see the water and jump in there.
This gentleman here, you are completely wet from your head to your toes.
Yeah.
And was it cold?
It's cold, but it's okay. It's sunny as well, so it's okay. We don't
really... And how do you feel now?
We're feeling very enjoyable, yeah.
My belief, again, in urban lands is where they have to fill out paperwork. There's a very foreign land. I don't speak the language. I really don't know the culture. I don't even know what foods people are eating. Whereas when I'm out here, well, this is my space. And this is, you know, a global neutral environment. We need to embrace it. More importantly, we need to let people know that have come from different parts of the world that have now made Scotland their home, that this is their land. And yet we take it for granted.
And we're really lucky here as well because of our right of responsible access that actually people can just come out here. And in so many countries of the world, it's not the case.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we want folks to know, to embrace it and know that it's here. And what we do know is once they come out here and they know how to do it, their community groups, they'll extend that community group and they will bring their family and extended community back to this very place.
Inchkeilic is just right across the water there, and it's a really serene and beautiful spot, and it's lovely to see families here enjoying themselves. My name's Kamal O'Khan, and I'm a leader in the community in Glasgow. I do low-level walks, bushcraft, that sort of thing, and I've been doing training with Backbone since 2011. The therapeutic value of being in the outdoors is really what is the motivation for myself. It's really about bonding in nature and also looking at what people's perspectives are from their backgrounds and friendship building. You know, it really brings a lot of things together, being in the outdoors. So.
And for you personally, has it changed your life?
It's given me a better quality of life. Certainly being aware of where you can go and what you can do in the outdoors has really enriched my experience of life in Glasgow, really, so, yeah.
And here we are, we've just come here, we're just watching our elderlies. You know, we've had 19 elderly women from Dundee that can barely walk, and they've also enjoyed today. They've just come off the bus, they've been to Luss and back for the afternoon. They would not have got this far without the support of what we're doing. And I just think that look at them. Look at them, you know. They didn't come back on the early water bus because
they didn't want to.
No, they didn't want to. And just like there they are. So that's kind of, yes, it's here, it's around us. And it's in a very public area, which is fantastic because we are really about celebrating diversity through adventure. And that, getting on that water bus, or even just arriving here today, is adventure for a lot of the communities that we work with.
And I think it's just that fundamental thing of being outside, enjoying being with the people and enjoying the environment and feeling free and happy.
Yeah, and a sense of, this belongs to us. You know, yeah, absolutely. It's like it's totally uninhibiting, and we're doing this together and we're here and we now know that it's ours. Yeah, I'm loving it. I am emotionally charged today, you know, I always do. Because Backbone's been, you know, my life's work really in many ways. And I look at what's going on and sometimes, you know, Yeah, sometimes it blows me away.
And if that doesn't offer proof of the massive benefits of spending time outside to general well-being and happiness, then I don't know what can.